Is there a war in sense on marriage? Who broke up? Channing Tatum and who?
And Jenna Dewan Tatum, they announced that they were separating yesterday. Also yesterday, Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Baskett announced that they were getting divorced after 10 years of marriage and two children.
317-239-1009. We'll get to some social media in a second. That's Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. Radio Now 100.9. Gretchen, thank you for calling in. What do you think?
I don't think there's a war. I think that people just don't respect people anymore, and they don't respect the fact that someone's married. And the women out there, when you say, oh, a man's married or something, they don't care. They still cheat, and they still want to be with someone who's married. It's like it's not a thing that's respected anymore.
How is that not a war on marriage? How is that not going into a marriage with your eyes open, realizing that there are going to be people that are going to your spouse and tempting them to cheat on you or are not encouraging you in your marriage to stay faithful? How is that not a war?
Well, because war is when you, like, make a bunch of people, like, a bunch of people are going at it to do it on purpose.
50% of marriages end in divorce. 50%.
But it's always been like that. It's been a high number for as far as you can remember.
Right.
Yeah, it has been a high number, but I just think that people just don't respect marriage no more. They don't respect.
In my opinion, I think that constitutes as there being a war on marriage in this country. That's what I would say.
All right, Brandon, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think it is?
I got a different perspective, but I think it's wealth and status. What I mean by that is I think guys, unfortunately, specifically, when they have a lot of money and they have a lot of more options and power, when they get into a challenging part of marriage, they just say, you know, F it. I've got options out there. I'll just get a divorce.
Right. We're living.
I think you're dead on about that.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, I mean, we're living in the swipe culture. You know, at any given moment, you open up Tinder or Bumble, you can swipe and find something new when you're tired of what you already have. It's immediate. It's at your fingertips. It is so easy.
I was holding back, but you just said that right there. Whether it's that or anything, back in the day, even let's go 30 years ago, you grow up in Indy. Okay, you got Indy. That's who your people are. You know what I mean? You grew up in Anderson. Those are my people in Anderson.
Yeah.
You don't know. You think it now. I mean, anything with social media. Next.
Now, because of the internet, you have access to people all over the world.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Brandon. Let's talk to Shell. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, I have a little bit of a different perspective.
Okay.
Okay, I've been married 20 years.
Congratulations.
It was tough. It was really tough. My husband was in an accident, and we found out he was having an affair. And he got a brain injury.
Whoa.
Why should I stay in a marriage when I'm not getting anything out of this anymore? I did everything, 100%. I gave everything I had to give. I'm getting nothing. I'm getting nothing back.
Yeah.
And now you're supposed to take care of him after his brain injury? I want to hear what Alex and Live the Web Girls think.
If I would stay with somebody if they became brain dead?
He's not brain dead. He's alive.
He's emotionally devoid.
So
I got nothing.
So I'm a Christian, and so I believe in biblical principles when it comes to marriage. And the Bible specifically says that divorce is an option when there is abuse or infidelity. And so in your case, I absolutely agree with you. I think that you have every right to get out of that relationship. That's my... And there are some Christian couples that even with infidelity or affairs, they do choose to work through it. I think it just depends on the people in the situation. But I think it does sound like you've probably done everything you can. And yeah, I mean, I don't blame you at all.
All right, Shell, you have Alex's perspective as a Christian. You have her blessing, and I'm an ordained minister online. I also give you permission to end it, okay? You move on.
Here's my thought about the whole war on marriage thing.
Okay.
I think people are jumping into marriage too fast. Mm. I think they're doing this firework love thing, and they're like, I want to be with you forever. And marriage is hard, people.
Amen.
So I think what you're saying is interesting, because I think in this part of the country where we are, I think that does ring true. I think that in Indianapolis, there are a lot of, I mean, I know most people in their early 20s are already married. However, the trend across the country right now is that millennials are either not getting married at all, or they're waiting until their mid to late 30s to even get married, or they just live together and they just have a domestic partnership and they don't even get married. So I don't know.
It's interesting. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I'm kind of secretly worried about that for you. you two, Alex, just because I know you get in love so quick.
I don't fall in love so quick.
I feel like you like a guy quickly, but I mean, that's, I guess it's a whole other conversation.
I can like somebody, like be interested in them pretty quick, but then within a couple weeks, I'm like, nope, they're not the one for me, because I'm like an investigative detective, and I ask all the hardcore questions up front so that I will know quick if they're right or wrong for me.
If you couldn't get through, join in the conversation. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter, on our Instagram, and on Facebook. It's Radio Now 100.9.